Hi, Challengers. It's Amy. It's been a while, but I wanted to let you know that we're busy working on the next full season of the podcast. Until that drops later this year, we wanted to bring you a very special bonus season of the show, centered around the very real challenge that we're all dealing with right now, COVID-19. Over the next few weeks, I'll be taking questions from you, my lovely listeners, as well as having conversations with some wise friends and talented folks you know and love. Each episode is recorded on Facebook Live every Monday at 2:30 Pacific Time. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, you can like my page or join the Challengers Facebook group. Links will be in the description of the episode. During this week's episode, I'll be taking some questions from you. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. I am Amy Brenneman, and welcome to our special weekly Challengers podcast discussion thingy. I'm really excited to do this, actually, and we're kind of working out how best to do this. There's so much technological innovation that's happening right now, and it's pretty awesome, actually. So you guys have written in questions that we're going to I want to respond to, but what's so interesting to me, and I kept thinking like, oh my gosh, we have to get the Challengers community into a conversation right now, is because the whole idea of the Challengers is I talk to people who have gone through usually unexpected challenges, things that they did not wish for, and they find themselves in a club that they never planned to be and probably would prefer not to be in. And then what happens next? What happens usually is they find themselves in a new community of other people that have experienced the same challenge. So part of the movement, and this happens pretty much across the board, almost everybody I've talked to, is that the challenge is very isolating. They feel really cut off from the world out there. And then it becomes a building block of a new community of people that really understand specifically what they're going through. All right, COVID-19 community, we have all been served up this challenge. And as I keep marveling at, it is one of the only times, I think, not in all of human history, but certainly in our collective history, where we've all been challenged by the same thing because we have the same biology. So I want to hear from you, and I am hearing from you. Okay, so from Facebook, Robin Barnett, who I think I've talked to before. Hi, Robin. Hi. She says, how are you dealing with not being able to be around your family and friends? It's really hard for me. We talk on the phone on a regular basis, but it's not the same as seeing someone in person. Well, I am lucky. I have Charlotte and Bodie are at home with myself and Brad. You know, it's funny to think about how in the U.S., and again, people in different countries have been dealing with this longer than we have in the U.S. But 3 weeks ago, I was on the phone with the producer of the Hulu television show that I'm shooting, and there was still a possibility we might go to Morocco. I would have been in Morocco right now. Isn't that crazy? That was the week that it all fell down, right? So in the States anyway, in terms of school closings and studios closings and, you know, all of us realizing what we needed to do. Okay. Bex X Anatomy on Twitter says, as someone who struggles with an anxiety disorder, any advice on how to manage and stay calm during this time? Yeah, right. Anxiety. I mean, I think we're all birthing anxiety disorders. I would say, focus on what's happening today. I think the thing that's really hard is that there's so much in our country right now, because we're going up in a roller coaster, right? China's farther along, Italy's farther along, but there are these numbers and these scenarios that are absolutely catastrophic. You know, Governor Cuomo was the first person that I heard to calm some of that anxiety and to say, you know, the reality is that most people by a long shot that get this will survive, and some won't even feel terrible. So we are doing this to protect our vulnerable loved ones and also obviously our healthcare workers and not overwhelm the healthcare system, which is not great ultimately in my country. And I said to Brad, I was like, why don't you think more people are talking about that? You know, the fact that for most people, this is a survivable thing. And we sort of decided that the public officials understandably didn't want to say anything to calm us because they wanted us to take it really, really seriously. But now that most of us are taking it very seriously and are practicing social distancing, I think we can turn down some of the news and focus on what's happening today, which isn't always easy. But I think it's also really one day at a time. I mean, I'm a 12-stepper, as some of you know, and you know, it's this fine balance. There's actually a lot of useful tools, obviously, for living in that program in the 12 steps. But one of them is we do the footwork and then we let go of the results, right? So we do everything that we can do for today to keep ourselves safe and our loved ones. But ultimately we are not in, we can drive ourselves literally insane. And I don't think those high cortisol levels are great for the immunity. So if you look at it, your mental and emotional health is part of staying healthy. It's a really big part. Okay, on Instagram, Mariana Lobatu, do I have any suggestions on how we can have fun with our friends from a distance? Yeah, I mean, thank God for technology, right? I mean, that's why I do feel for my mom and for anybody who can access technology, because I think that's our ticket right now. I have a group of women that we've been, we call ourselves the Soul Sisters, and we probably do a Zoom twice a week. I know people are doing Zoom Seders, Zoom family meetings. I mean, obviously the kids that are on online school, you get a lot out of it. And I think we're getting used to it, like when to mute, when to not mute. I'm in a writing group that is starting to meet. Because we're all stuck at home, and because we're really longing for social connection, people are available. So I would say for social stuff, I know it's not the same, and the physical touch is really a challenge. I don't know what to say about that, except if you have an animal, I'm sure your nose is in there for 24/7. All right. Summer Barone, how do I find peace during the unknown? Well, as a friend of mine said, a very wise friend said, you know, this moment is like life 2.0 or 3.0 or 5.0. Meaning, you know, we're always contending with mortality. We're always contending with illness. We're always contending with something out of the blue knocking us off course. We're always contending with the unknown. I mean, this, we have some unknowns that are scary, right? But we also have, I mean, I would say in my neck of the woods, the surprising generosity and kindness absolutely outweighs the selfishness, no doubt, like 2 to 1. I mean, there's hoarding, and there's like the first time I, you know, went to the supermarket in this new day and age, I was really shocked at people hoarding like really weird stuff. Also, I felt like a really inadequate hoarder. Like, I don't even know what to hoard really. And if anything, I like when you can go to the market on a daily basis and get fresh fish. So I was like, holy crap, like I don't even know how to hoard, and everybody else seems to know how to hoard. So I felt a little insecure about my hoarding. So there was that. But then there's also crazy generosity. You know, I do this Nextdoor app, which often is like pretty grouchy. And here in LA, in my area, it's been everybody like bitching about homeless people in often a not very kind way. Not that it's all negative, but I would say normally Nextdoor, my Nextdoor app, is the majority is pretty negative. Now it's like 10% negative. It's always like, you know, can I help somebody shop? I won't take any money. So I got to let that in too. I got to let, like, I almost feel when I have those moments of wonder or joy or curiosity, during this time, I feel sort of like disloyal or like not a grown up, like, oh, you're just in denial. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying not to be in denial. I don't think I am, about staying safe and about the severity of the virus. But I also don't want to be in denial about all this other interesting stuff that's unfolding. So, and how do I find peace? You know, praying. I pray, I meditate, I reach out to friends. I'm a God girl. So, you know, God and I go way back. What's the first thing I want to do after everything gets better? See my mom. Like, have a big chunk of time with my mom. I go back and forth. I mean, I remember feeling this. I was thinking, like, what does this remind me of? Like, not so much the virus, which is unlike anything most of us have experienced, but the experience of being in my house, of having my day became much smaller. And I thought, well, one of the things, it kind of reminds me of having a newborn, where you know, everything takes a little bit longer, and then you work up to a big outing. And the outing is like walking around the block and like, you're really happy with the day. And then it's like 3 o'clock and then it's like, oh, it's almost dinner time. You know, I mean, you time becomes so different than the way I usually jam so much in. And it just, and it also reminds me of being pregnant. I was a pretty active pregnant lady, but both of my kids were 2 weeks late. So those last 2 weeks, you just kind of, sit around and you make sure that you're rested and you're kind of getting ready for something. And then also reminds me of when I was recovering from my illness, because you got to take things really slow. So I go back and forth between when I think about getting the all clear, which I know is not going to be so binary from what I'm reading. It's like, we're going to get it. And then next fall, we may have to, you know, look at the numbers and do this thing that we're learning how to do right now. I mean, all the schools can do it. It won't be as dramatic because we'll know what we're dealing with. So I go back and forth between wanting this to be a real spiritual and psychic, like, not, I don't know what it would be, but anyway, wanting to have things be very different and then wanting to just go back to the way things were, because I like my life and I miss it. But I also know that things internally and externally will be different, and that's okay. And that's probably appropriate. Okay. So there's been, I was checking out the poetry, quarantine poetry. There's been a couple things that have gone viral and really interesting people trying to put into words. And I want to read one that was last week, which is like a year ago. This is by Kitty O'Meara. It goes like this. And the people stayed home and read books and listened and rested and exercised and made art and played games and learned new ways of being and were still and listened more deeply. Some meditated, some prayed, some danced, some met their shadows, and the people began to think differently. And the people healed. And in the absence of people living in ignorant, dangerous, mindless, and heartless ways, the earth began to heal. And when the danger passed, and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses and made new choices and dreamed new images and created new ways to live and heal the earth fully as they had been healed. That's for the people that are quarantined. I want to say that that is not for the people on the front line in the hospitals. That might sound pretty luxurious to them. But it is us doing our part to stay home and help out in the ways that we've been directed to do. All right, challengers, here's what I have to say. Much love. Find good people to listen to. Elizabeth Gilbert, Glennon Doyle, Anne Lamott. Those are my go-tos. If you're looking for church, check out All Saints Pasadena. There's an incredible online church service at 11:15 on Sundays, 11:15 Pacific time. The Spirit is moving. I can't put it any other way. And I'm just sending much love. This too shall pass.
Thank you so much for listening to this very special episode of The Challengers with Amy Brenneman. That's me. Remember, if you want to join us for the live version of the podcast, all you have to do is like my page on Facebook or join the Challengers Facebook group. I hope to see you there. Until next time, thanks for listening. And remember, you're doing your part by staying home.